From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The Russian news agency Kommersant is reporting that at least seven Russian planes were damaged or destroyed by rebel shelling in Syria. It's one of the worst attacks since Russia began its military operation there. The air base in western Syria near the coast of the Mediterranean was targeted for an attack that damaged, according to Kommersant, at least four bombers, two fighter jets, and a transport plane, as well as an ammunition depot. The Russian Defense Ministry has not commented yet on the attack, which injured at least 10 service members. President Trump promised new support for the Iranian people Wednesday, even as Iran state media reported that tens of thousands of pro-government demonstrators staged rallies across the country after days of anti-government protests. In a Twitter comment, the president said, "Great respect for the people of Iran as they try to take back their corrupt government. You will see great support from the United States at the appropriate time." Vice President Mike Pence spoke to VOA about Iran on Wednesday.
My hope and really my prayer is that the people of Iran, a youthful population, a well-educated population, understand that the United States of America and the people of this country are their natural ally. We want to see them achieve a free and democratic future.
President Trump has used several Twitter messages to express support for those protesting the Iranian government. The United States is calling for the UN Security Council to hold an emergency session to discuss the Iranian protests. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, has said that the Iranian people, quote, are crying out for freedom. This is VOA News. Patients in African hospitals are twice as likely to die after surgery than the global average, according to a new study. Details from VOA correspondent Steve Barragona.
University of Cape Town professor Bruce Picard and a group of colleagues gathered mortality data from 247 hospitals in 25 African countries, from Algeria to Madagascar. Most of the patients who died did not do so on the operating table, but in the days following surgery, he adds.
We're actually failing to recognize patients who are having complications in the post-op period, and so a minor complication actually ends up becoming a major complication.
But Picard says that offers an opportunity for improvement.
We can develop a risk calculator that will tell us before surgery which patients we think are going to get into trouble.
His group is planning a study in 2019 to see if they can reduce patient deaths by focusing limited resources on patients at the highest risk. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.
Ethiopia's prime minister announced Wednesday the release of political prisoners and the closure of a notorious detention center in what he called an effort to widen the democratic space for all. Ethiopia has been accused of human rights abuses, including mass arrests to stifle opposition and torturing prisoners in a detention center in the capital city, Addis Ababa. In a surprising move by the government, the prime minister told reporters that charges will be dropped for prisoners awaiting trial. North Korea opened a cross-border communications with South Korea Wednesday. South Korean officials say they received a call from their North Korean counterparts over the hotline based in the border village of Panmunjom, located in the demilitarized zone that separates the north and south. The hotline had been dormant since February of 2016. And 40 million people along the American East Coast are bracing themselves for what weather forecasters are calling a bomb cyclone, a massive winter storm blowing through the Atlantic Ocean. The storm is expected to dump more than 20 centimeters of snow on Boston and bring hurricane-force winds to the New England coast and into Canada. Blizzard warnings are out for coastal towns from Virginia through Maine. Brutal winter weather has already brought snow, ice, and freezing temperatures to parts of the country not used to such conditions. Snow covered the ground in the city of Tallahassee, Florida, for the first time in nearly 30 years on Wednesday. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.